your ass better call somebody.
Episode 21. Welcome again to the V-Dot and Friends podcast. This is DJ V-Dot, aka your auntie's favorite DJ, aka your granny's favorite referral coordinator, aka the late night plumber, aka the lead singer of the group, aka Vinny Omega. Oh, and I got a new one. Shout out to my homeboy Nick Names, aka Vince McGraham. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at V_D_DJ. That's DOT_D_DJ. Snapchat is DJ V_DOT757. So, to subscribe to this here podcast, you can find it at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Breaker, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public. I'm working on a couple of other listening platforms for you to find this also. If that was too fast, you could just Google V-Dot and Friends. It'll get you to where you need to be to check this out every week. You can also download the Anchor app on Google Play or the App Store, iTunes, whatever you use. Download the app. Leave a message. Leave a comment. We can play it on the show. All you have to do is search V-Dot and Friends. You can also start your own podcast yourself. The way I'm able to do this free all the time is because I can record this and put it out free. So if that's something you want to do, that would be cool to do. Let's jump into it though. This week or the next couple of weeks, with the Royal Rumble right around the corner, you can find that on the WWE Network. New subscribers, you get that first month free. You might want to do so right now so you can catch this Royal Rumble coming up. Who knows what's going to happen? But in the honor of that, I'll be watching random Royal Rumbles, just the matches, not the whole pay-per-view, because that could take 2 to 3 hours, and I do have other things to do. This week, I got two of my people coming through. They should be here shortly. Shout out to my homeboy, Tori. Known this man since high school, Salem High. You know, the best school in Virginia Beach. We done brought out everything. We had some of the best football players, some of the best producers. Shout out to Timbaland. Some of the best rappers, King Push. You know what I'm saying? So he'll be through, and my homeboy Malcolm, one of the guys I met out here when I first moved on this side of town of Virginia Beach. But we'll be sitting back, kicking it, discussing some things, and watching some wrestling. I think we're going to go with the 92 Royal Rumble, in my opinion, one of the greatest Royal Rumbles of all time. That's when Nature Boy Ric Flair actually won it, and actually won the title with it. So we'll be kicking back with that. Let's talk a little bit of wrestling news before they do come through, though. I know everybody's aware of All Elite Wrestling being launched January 1st. That is a new promotion with Cody and the Young Bucks, Nick and Matt Jackson. The president of the company is actually Tony Khan. He's from the billionaire family, the Khan family. They actually own a football team in London, and they own the Jacksonville Jaguars. So this week they came out and had a rally promoting the whole All Elite Wrestling, what they're going to be doing next, which they do have a pay-per-view coming up May 25th. It's all in Double or Nothing. All Elite Wrestling presents Double or Nothing. We met some of the talent during this rally. Shout out to Britt Baker. She is the first women signee. Shout out to Penelope Ford. Shout out to Bad Boy Joey Janela, MJF. Shout out to Hangman Adam Page. He got a chance to get up there and say he will be the first AEW champion. But wait, somebody had had other plans. My guy Pac, aka Neville, for my WWE heads, popped up and say, you had to go through me to get through that title. So shout out to Pac and Adam Page for being All Elite. And then we got the coup de grace, you would say. The end of the pep rally ended with Chris Jericho, Mr. I'll never work in the United States for anybody else but Vince McMahon. Yeah, he changed his mind. I mean, more power to him. I'm excited to see where it's going to go. But wrestling Twitter is the best thing and the worst thing in the world. We haven't even got a single match yet from All Elite Wrestling, and man, Twitter, y'all be killing it, man. It just started. Like, let them get through before you just automatically say, oh, this is a threat to WWE, or they're going to blow WWE out of the water, everybody's going to work for them. Now, there are some good perks that Cody Rhodes and Chief Brand Officer Brandi Rhodes mentioned. They're trying to have equal pay. That means the female talent and the male talent, and their tiers will be paid the same, which is great for the women's revolution. I mean, it's bigger than just having good matches. It's also getting the same respect that they deserve, i.e., give them that moolah, baby. But that's exciting. They're also talking about making sure the guys are covered when they have some instant injury, or the coverage for the actual procedure and the rehabilitation. WWE does that also, but that is also a perk. Do they have a TV deal? Rumor that TNT will be hosting All Elite Wrestling. I don't know what day, but that's the rumors that's going around right now. We can't take it with a pinch of salt, you know, but that would be real weird to have wrestling back on TNT again. It'll be like 1997 all over again. I mean, I'm excited to see where it's going to go. There's still one big fish out there in the sea. His name is Kenny Omega. Reports came out last week or earlier this week stating that it's pretty much a done deal. He's going to All Elite Wrestling. Me, in the back of my mind, I still think he will be a WWE talent by WrestleMania. I mean, it just works out for him. Now, let's look at the picture in All Elite. You have Cody as your single competitors. You have Cody Rhodes. You have Chris Jericho. You have Pop, a.k.a. Neville. You got Hangman Adam Page. How are they going to use SCU? You got Christopher Daniels. You got Frankie Kazarian. You got Scorpio Sky. If you add Kenny Omega to that mix, granted, it would be good for to help out his friends. You just pushed your homeboy Adam Page out of the picture. Now, granted, this might be maybe a better money deal for him, but he's left to be in the mid-card of a wrestler promotion with his friends. And I don't think he signed with All Elite to actually have that happen. So we'll see how that goes. But let me take a quick break to make sure everybody's going to actually come through, because you know how sometimes this gets very quiet when it's just your boy. Oh, no, before I do that, let's go over Wrestle Kingdom. Now, I had my predictions for Wrestle Kingdom 13. I think I did fairly well. I was off on the Gorillas of Destiny match, and because I thought it was going to be the Bullet Club's year, but come to find out, it's all about Los Ingobernables de Japón, you know. Everybody won their match. Everybody won a title this year at Wrestle Kingdom 13, but let's go over that card real quick, tell you how I feel about it, how it went. I'm not even going to lie. I joined this wrestling Twitter game earlier this year. And I mean, I've been on Twitter for a while, but Twitter and wrestling Twitter, they're two totally different things. So I'm not even going to lie. I was extra, extra hype for Wrestle Kingdom 13. I was like, I can't wait till Saturday to watch this, because I had to work Friday. So I was unable to watch it live. But Saturday morning, I woke up at 7 o'clock and cut that Wrestle Kingdom 13 on. So I had very, very high expectations. I mean, not saying that this was a terrible pay-per-view, by no means. No, it wasn't. I did expect more. So let's go over the results here, and I'll retract my predictions. So it started with Will Ospreay versus Kota Ibushi, where I predicted Will Ospreay would win, and he ended it with his finisher. But before his finisher, he came through with this elbow that completely knocked out Kota Ibushi. Like, Kota was asleep. Kota was in next week on January 4th. He was already at the 11th, you know what I'm saying, at January 4th. So that was a dope match, though. I did enjoy it. I was expecting a more high-flying match, but I do dig the style that Will Ospreay is trying to do. He's trying to change it up a little bit for himself for the longevity issue. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Will Ospreay, but he did win that title. Now, for the Triple Threat Junior Tag match, I had the Suzuki Goon members retaining, but actually, the Los Ingobernables, Bushi and, what's my homie's name? Shingo. They ended up actually winning the title, so shout out to them. Shout out to them. Next, we had the Revolution Pro Undisputed British Heavyweight Championship with Zack Sabre Jr. and Tomohiro Ishii. I predicted Zack to win. He won. Definitely a good match. It was something I was looking for. They gave me exactly what I wanted. I wanted a little bit more out of the next match, though, between the Gorillas of Destiny, Sonata and Evil, and the Young Bucks. It kind of, I mean, I don't know if it was just me being salty that I knew they weren't going to WWE, but it wasn't one of their most memorable matches. It was placed in the right spot. I mean, they had some good spots in the match, but it wasn't one of those, oh, this is a Young Bucks match. We know we about to get some shit, you know what I'm saying? So, decent match, but shout out to Sonata and Evil for winning the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Championship. Who else did we have up here? Going through Cody Rhodes and Juice Robinson. Shout out to Cody Rhodes, man, for performing with the torn meniscus and still giving us 9 minutes. Shout out to Brandy for that dope spear. But like I predicted, Juice Robinson would come out on top for obvious reasons. Next, we go to Ishimori defeating Kushida, which was another excellent match. The matches, I'm not going to lie, I think I feel so down on the matches because I wanted the last matches with the All Elite talent to be a little bit more exciting than what they were. I feel like they were saving themselves, which they should, because the Japanese style is very, very difficult to keep up for a long period of time. But Ishimori actually won this. Kushida announced a couple of days ago that he will be leaving New Japan Pro Wrestling January 31st. He won't be re-signing. Speculation is he will be signing with the WWE. So 205 Live is about to be extra lit. You know what I'm talking about. Extra lit. So, next was Jay White versus Kazuchika Okada. Okada brought back the trunks, got rid of the pants. I don't know if he was on Twitter recently, but saw the reaction. It was a closed circuit show of the Wrestle Kingdom pay-per-view. And when they saw the shorts, it's like the crowd erupted like he just won the title. But they know when Okada comes back, he feels the Rainmaker's back. We're definitely going to get a good match. And I don't know. Jay White, his promo's grown on me, but his wrestling hasn't still. He's had two Wrestle Kingdoms where he had Tanahashi at Wrestle Kingdom 12, kind of stunk up the joint. Then had Okada for 15 minutes damn near and kind of didn't give us a five-star match what we needed because all our talent's leaving away. We're pretty much giving you the reins because it looks like backstage Jay White is their guy. But Jay White ended up defeating him like I would also predict it. Next was Tetsuya Naito versus Chris Jericho for the IWGP Intercontinental Championship. Best match of the night. My man Naito took a DDT through the table, and you hear Kevin Kelly and Don Callis say there is a legit dent in our table where Naito took this here DDT. But Naito got the victory. Dope match. Check that out if you haven't checked it out. We get to the main event where Hiroshi Tanahashi defeated Kenny Omega in a good 40-minute match. Nothing bad to say about it. I like the story that was being told. You could definitely see the clash of styles trying to see which style was better. I like how they kept the one-winged angel still a strong finisher because he did not attempt to try it. Shout out to Tanahashi for just doing it, man. The ace is back. You feel me? So that was Wrestle Kingdom. When we come back here, we're going to get on that Royal Rumble.
Like four?
Yeah.
Four games? Yeah, he got didn't even get to warm up for real.
Yeah,
but he came in. It was hot. Jeez. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, that whole thing there, that's... I don't know what Philly going to do if he make it back to the bowl this year.
They're going to get rid of...
They got to get rid of Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
They got to.
They want to get rid of Foles.
You think they got to get rid of Foles?
They've already tried to trade him.
Yeah, they can't.
Because what happens is this: Nick Foles asks for money. If he wins two more playoff games,
yeah,
he's going to be 10-1, right?
Yeah.
And a Super Bowl champion as a backup.
Not only that,
he's going to be
undefeated in his last 8 games.
And you got to pay that man. And that's starting money. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. If you're paying Carson Wentz starting money, you can't pay both of them.
Right. No, but you can trade Carson Wentz for some draft
picks. Keep Nick Foles and trade Carson
Wentz?
Damn
right. Why not? If Carson Wentz is fucking Mr. Glass, you get a third or fourth for his ass.
He got a back.
Chalk it up as a goddamn. That's the major thing. He got back. That Tony Romo shit.
Yeah.
His back fucked up.
I seen it happen to my quarterback.
His back fucked up. Ain't nothing worse than having a quarterback that has a fucked up back.
He had the ACL the year before.
Yeah.
The back this year, and they all would happen in crucial moments where they needed him.
He had a knee injury the year before that coming out of college.
So you know
he broke, man.
He got a good arm. Fourth year.
Mm-mm.
But see, what's saving him is they won a chip.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? The pressure off because he said they won a chip.
Yeah.
But what happened when Nick Foles leaving?
He didn't win a chip, though.
He didn't win a chip.
He didn't.
That was the MVP year.
He still hasn't won a playoff game, bro.
He had an MVP year.
He still ain't won a playoff game.
He ain't been in one.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Who's to say how he performs in a playoff game? Yeah. He ain't even been in one. That's just like goddamn.
That's a tough field, them.
Hey, no dig. Because my team is the 49ers. We trash. But that's just like Tony Romo. During the regular season, you golden.
Yeah.
You get to the playoffs, he couldn't win a fucking game.
I feel about that.
You know what I'm saying?
That somehow did it, though.
I don't like that.
Fuck that, man. I mean, hold on real quick. It's three black people in here, and we dig everything all black, you know. We goddamn play that. I'm black, y'all, and I'm blackity black, and I'm... Yeah. But fuck that Prescott, man.
I mean, I get it. You know why I don't... You know what? With my knock, and I'm a Cowboys fan. My knock is, if you look at what we have as an offense, right, and look at every quarterback in the league, right, he has an elite receiver, he has a decent number two, one of the best lines, and he has an elite back. Name one elite quarterback that got that. All three in one phase. Aaron Rodgers don't have a back.
Kansas City?
They lost their back.
No, the dude that backed him up is pretty solid.
Let me go. I
forget his name.
He's pretty solid.
They back up running back pretty solid. I mean, you right, though.
Yeah. But you know, he wasn't Hunt.
He ain't no Dak. Yeah. He ain't not no goddamn Zeke.
Yeah. Y'all win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers in Dallas?
Hell yeah!
You win 16 games.
What?
I got one more name.
I was gonna say you undefeated.
Matthew Stafford. You think I can win with Matthew?
Nope.
What?
No, hell nah.
He
throw way too many interceptions.
That's because he had no choice.
He throw way too many. He had no choice. He had Megatron and was still throwing interceptions, bro.
Look, this is the Beat Out of Friends Wrestling Podcast. I know we get a little bit off, but that's what happens when you actually have people in here with you.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out my homie Tori. I've known this man since goddamn 10th grade. We used to be back on the bus. Everybody got joked.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody got joked. I mean, that shit it gave you character, though.
I still wake up in the morning doing my short shirt test. You know what I'm saying? I wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, like, oh, is this shirt too short? Like, stand up.
He's like, all right, I'm
look,
good.
Check it out. All right, I'm straight.
I'm good.
Even though I'm not going to run into nobody that's going to check me, but you know what I'm saying?
It's been implanted in our hair, but
yeah,
like, my shirt's a little slim right now. I ain't gonna lie.
I was gonna say anything. I thought you was gonna shoot a video. I'm glad you're doing it over there.
No, I ain't gonna shoot no video because I got this bootleg Bullet Club shirt on right now.
It looked like he got bullet shot through it, by the way. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, and I got my homeboy Matt. He jumped out the room for a second. But like I said earlier, we're gonna watch this 1992 Royal Rumble match. This he said Matt Stafford.
I can go with Matt Stafford. I think he can win.
And you say he ain't had no choice.
Huh?
How you ain't got no choice to throw interceptions?
Because he had 10 years of no 1,000-yard backs and only two receivers. When he had when he had what's the big tall boy that left?
Megatron.
When he had Megatron, right? And Golden Tate. He was throwing all over the city. You take Megatron away from me. You take Golden Tate and trade him to Philly, right? You give me Abdul as a back. Nowhere. Now, the kid they got now is for real.
I'm going to throw something out there with you.
I'll take Matthew Stafford over Dak Prescott to win the Super Bowl.
I would do that.
The year Tom Brady won it with Randy Moss. Who was their running back?
For who?
For the Patriots. You don't fucking know because he was garbage.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Dak has all of it though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. You talking about you could take Stafford.
Yeah, I think I can.
With no running back.
If Dak Prescott gets to the first round, Matthew Stafford gets
back.
Stafford at Detroit had no running back, but had wide receivers.
But Brady had a line.
Exactly.
When? And
Stafford don't need a line. He throw that shit like a goddamn bullet out.
Imagine this. He got a line, elite receiver, elite back, and he ain't got to sit back there and throw it 40, 50 times.
You right.
Think about this. Dak Prescott is barely getting by, brother. He in the second round of playoffs. And he's barely getting by with a nigga that led the league in rushing 2 to 3 years. And the only reason he didn't lead 3 years because he got suspended six games. And he almost had 1,000 that year. You got to lead back like that? You know what I mean? Look what Montana did for 4 years with Roger Craig them in the backfield. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I know.
Look at Emmitt Smith.
I can't condone this. I'm the lonely Falcon fan in here that got years and years of disappointment.
The times y'all had a serious running game when y'all had the Dirty Birds.
Michael Vick was their running game.
2016.
Devontae Freeman.
Oh, by the way, you can go ahead and send Julio over our way.
No.
Yeah, he already know y'all. He coming. Hey, you already heard him. I know you heard him talking about he want to play for another coach.
Hey. We need Julio.
He's like, yeah, our offense ain't been the same since our coach left. Our coach.
Who's his coach?
Hey, we need Julio Jones. Nah, fuck that. I'm about to tell you
what's about to happen. We're about to get Julio Jones. Richard Sherman and them boys is already recruiting Earl Thomas to come and play safety. Antonio Brown is talking to the tight end.
He already
Kittle. They've been texting.
Yeah, they've been back and forth to my
and Twitter and back and forth, bro. We get a couple pieces. We got the money, my dude.
I think AB.
We got the highest cap in the league.
But I think AB is a possibility.
We can handpick these motherfuckers.
I don't know about the other ones, but I think AB. This is my opinion.
You think Earl Thomas is coming?
No. I know Earl Thomas is coming because he wants to stick it to Seattle 2 times a year.
He's coming to Dallas. He's coming home. Now ain't no way we can.
You ain't got the money to pay him.
Why we don't?
Because you have to re-sign Dak.
Dak ain't getting paid this year.
He is getting paid this year.
Two people are getting paid this year.
He won a playoff game for y'all. He's not getting paid this year.
He got one more year in his contract. He's a fourth round quarterback. But listen, check this out. Ezekiel, first person got to get his money is Amari. Because you gave him a first round pick.
You got to pay him.
He already asked for 19. He already get it. Jerry Jones made for him.
Huh? Is he going to get it, though?
Oh, yeah. They gave him a first round. They had no choice but to get it. You don't give him a first round and let him walk for 1 year. They got to sign him. Because they gave, and I understand their logical thinking. A first rounder right now wouldn't be legit. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, he'll be probably progressing. Right. But right now, Amari's built like that at 24 years old, and he's actually younger than Dak.
Yeah.
Anytime you can catch the ball 15 yards out and run turn 50. And 15 yards.
Because your quarterback's trash.
But he came from Derek Carr.
Who? Derek Carr.
Derek Carr can throw a bomb.
Yeah, he can throw the bomb. Dak could get one or two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He'll miss three, though. And that's my problem.
Young Sean Michael.
You know what I mean? When you're open like that, when you have a quarterback that's supposed to be leading a team like that, you got a top five defense. Come on, he got everything any quarterback in the league would want. Give me Garofalo and I hit the bowl.
Oh, you can't have it.
I wish I could have got it. When he bounced out, I said, the nigga stole it. We got to stick with that. A fourth round quarterback.
That's why I say we get Julio over there. We go ahead and get Earl Thomas over there. Put it like this. We get AB or Julio. Either one.
Y'all get AB. Offense change.
We got the best tight end in the league.
No question.
Yeah, y'all going to get AB.
Broke the record.
I see AB, but Julio, it's going to take the Migos and Ric Flair to go keep him goddamn.
But I think Julio's
not. He might have left on his contract.
Julio ain't a bad position.
Speaking of Ric Flair, this is the year he win the belt.
Ric Flair? I think Julio will get his money.
Yeah, Julio's going to get the money from
him. He already scared him one time. And he said, look, man.
Yeah, Arthur going to get that money.
We're going to throw you this to calm your mouth nerves down.
Players are no longer worried about money. Because they dodging out of the game quick because they don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
They worried about their legacy. Now they want, and ain't no legacy come from championships.
That's why
they go to the hottest thing.
That's why AD gonna be
LA. Look, what happened? Look, what happened when Dallas built their new stadium? They started getting players. Y'all started building the team.
You have to.
49ers just built this stadium.
They have to pack it.
We got the national championship just happened there. Mm-hmm. The Super Bowl has happened there. People are starting to want to go there now.
Right.
I'm telling you.
I mean, it's that. That's one of my. Y'all have one of my favorite coaches in the league to me. To me, I think he's one of the brightest. There's only two coaches I believe that is like out there, and that's Sean McVay, and I believe the San Francisco one.
McVay
is a beast, and San Francisco quarterback is a beast. Yeah. And that's why they fell off.
Yeah.
Because his scheme. That's why Washington fell off. Mm-hmm. Because his scheme. And I think once he got his own team, and San Francisco said, we're going to lock you in for 6 years, not like a 2-3 year, they're saying, you know what? Do what you do.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to cause him to turn the team completely around. Mm. He got enough time to do it.
This year is the year, though. He has to do it this year. This is his third year.
I don't think so.
Look
what he inherited.
Yeah. But the thing about it is he's got a couple of good, solid foundation pieces or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But.
And then you go get the quarterback.
They just fired the nutrition.
Yeah, all that. But I'm saying,
because we had the highest number of injury reserve players.
But listen,
for the second year in a row,
when dude was quarterbacking though, right? When Phil Garoppolo got hurt, right?
Yeah, you know they say Macho Man Black.
Yes, he mixed
Italian and Black.
You heard his rap album?
Oh yeah, man, classic.
I heard the other day, Olajuwon record. I had
Hold on, Akeem Olajuwon rap.
I am the kind of like
80s. Hey, turn it up. That's it. I ain't seen Sid Vicious in a minute.
He ain't never gonna be that big again. That was a big motherfucker then.
Yeah, he was.
God, he was huge.
Yo, what was crazy about Sid though, for me though, is like he wasn't very athletic. He was just big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Back in the day, if you was big,
you was just big.
Yeah. That was it. You know?
The reason I got this song is because they done shut my shit off before. Mid conversation. People. Yeah, the copyright police caught me.
Ad
did some shit for an hour and a half, right? Went to hit publish. Published my shit. Check my views and shit. No explanation on why they did it. I had to put two and two together. I was like, I did play something up here I did not own. They shut my shit down. So
they ain't trying to get that money. They ain't trying to give that money.
I don't blame. They shut down. It's been so many dead people they done showed.
Mm-hmm. For real.
Three to last five, ain't it?
Yeah. His son wrestled now. Cut just like him. Yeah.
So who went it all?
Curtis Axel.
Who went it all? The Super Bowl.
Dance. Yeah. Who went it
all?
You don't even want to know my ass.
The Saints. I hate to say it. I'm a Falcon fan. The Saints about to win this.
You don't want
to
know my ass.
Who you going to go with?
Patriots.
You think the Patriots?
That's a weak Patriots team. I thought the Patriots were weak.
You have to make a liar out of that team.
Yeah. You're going to have to beat them.
Yeah.
The last 10 years.
I like the Chargers.
I like the Chargers. If you want to go with like Cinderella teams, or if you want to pick like a sleeper, I'll go with the Chargers, or I'll even go with the Saints.
Saints for real in that career, boy.
No, I'm gonna tell you why. Their first Super Bowl win, 2009. They were 13-3. They lost to the same exact three teams.
Dallas, we beat them.
Dallas, Carolina, and it was one more team that they lost to.
They won that same year. The same way it's happening now.
Yeah,
but the reason why I like
number one
in the AFC, I like the Chargers is I think they got the best defense left in the AFC.
They got the best defense left in the AFC.
Kansas City has no defense.
I don't believe that. Who got their defense? Their defense is there. They just haven't performed. I think they feel like because their offense puts up so many points, they can chill. But if them boys, because they're never really tested, and when they are, the game is out of hand.
Yeah.
They were testing in New England.
Right, and the game was out of hand after a certain point.
You thinking Kansas City defense better than the Chargers? Because I think they can hang offensively. No question.
I think, to be honest, I think that the Chargers defense and Kansas City's defense
outside
can be, you know, this on the same level. Kansas City got a D line. They got linebackers. They got a couple of linebackers. Safeties. Eric Berry, are you telling me Eric Berry's not
after 9 games coming back in the playoffs?
Man, the dude is fighting cancer, bro. Let me know somebody else that's out there that is like knocking niggas out with cancer.
Give me their cornerbacks. I don't care about that. Eric gonna do his, but give me their cornerbacks.
Yeah, I bet you see at least 3 people that's a night.
When they got rid of Peters, that was crushed.
Hold on, I'm gonna take a short break. You see at least 3 people in your bar with the same eyebrows as Parbear or that.
Me included. I just got my change done by a Hispanic the other day, man.
Oh, shit.
I went to the barbershop, man, and it was my first time. Like, I normally cut my own hair.
Yeah.
And I walked to this barbershop, Googled it and shit, tried to look it up, tried to look for the stars and all of that. And damn, a Google. Because I walked in there and every dude was Hispanic. I love Hispanics, both. Both my last exes were Hispanic. My youngest son, his mom is Hispanic. But
out there.
It was like,
yeah, he just said, tell him out here, he might be by the trash can.
I'm looking on like this nigga ain't flash a light or something.
Smoke signal. Man, I got so much mixed emotion about this dude. Like, I ain't even rock with Hulk Hogan back in the day when I was a Flair dude.
I never liked Hulk Hogan.
I was a Flair dude.
I thought he was too much. I always felt like his character was too much.
He does have one of the hottest wrestling shirts of all time. It's in my closet.
The Hulkamania joint with the strips in the back.
No. The shit he wore, the Hollywood Rules, the black the NWO. Mm-hmm. That's the hottest shirt. That's my top 3.
I will say when he went to NWO though, I did like him
a little bit. But I wasn't. I like the athletic motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? I want to pose. You going to do this all day. Go to
You know what I liked about back in the day, Royal Rumbles and things like that, is like it was just like old school sports, like the All-Star game and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The stars play, you know what I'm saying? Like in the Royal Rumbles, all the stars were in them.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like kind of washed up, you know what I mean? Like they're fighting for a chance to fight somebody that's higher up, not... You know, they're all fighting each other kind of thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, Royal Rumble is so different now when it was.
I think it's off of the whole perception of it. They made everybody feel like superstars back then. Nowadays, it's kind of hard to find out who you're supposed to be rooting for real, because everybody lose and win so much.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get behind nobody for real. The Fiend. This nigga here. Who's on commentary? I think I should be cool with this. We wait for it to start, you know. People really like Hulk Hogan like that.
Though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never got it. I was already at church every day, so I ain't need nobody else telling me to say my prayers.
That shit dropping off that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, the temperature.
Hell yeah.
They say it's supposed to be some snow, a wintry mix.
We might have to order up some pizza or something.
I just came from Brothers. I just think the Chargers got a whole different, like, I like Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
You know?
I've always liked Phillip Rivers.
Oh, me too. He's a competitor.
Young gunslinger.
He competitive and he talks shit. But I just think complete cornerbacks.
Don't be like that, nigga. I done had a few drinks. I got courage. I will pick your ass up.
What are you being mean for? Huh?
Because I'm black.
What are you being mean for?
It's because I'm black.
What are you being mean for?
I'm a different kind of black. I'm light. I'm more light skinned than both these dark niggas.
Fam.
We do our team dark skin. We here.
There you go. Enjoy yourself.
That's what he wanted out of here.
Go out there and make puppies.
Oh, no, he can't make nothing. We chop his balls off.
He
choppy, choppy his pee-pee.
It's like, you know, I just see the Chargers being a hard out for New England or for
it's gonna be. I don't think Kansas City. I'm just waiting for Andy Reid to fuck up. They had a top seed. Andy Reid don't go past the first round. Yeah, he worse than Marvin Lewis almost, but at least he gets to the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. I like Pat Mahomes. I just think, you know, they stopped doing running the ball as much. Once Hunt, you know, beat the chick up. Yeah. You need to kick the chick all in the ass and all that. I think they stopped running the ball. It's like they lost faith in their run game because
Hunt was gone. I gotta pause you from this because I gotta see what's going on here.
Oh my God, this is right there old.
Hey, this is 1992.
Yeah, that's old.
We about to see
I graduated
some. We about to. Oh, shit. 92. What was I at 92? I was in.
Just coming out of the net. Nah. You had to be just coming out
of the net. I was like fifth grade. Was I fifth grade?
92, dude.
I was sixth grade. I was at Glenwood. I was at
Princess Anne High School.
I was at Glenwood Elementary because we was the last sixth grade school.
Oh, I got a before good question. Before we went to Salem. I got a question for you.
What's that?
I got a question for y'all. Now I want your honest opinion. Y'all watch basketball. Right? How long you been watching for your whole life? Mm-hmm. NBA, college. You watch NBA in college too, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that Zion Williams is the best player in college? Basketball wise.
Do I think he's the best player?
In college. I'm gonna take that back. Remember when I'm trying to think of somebody straight out of high school that came into college, not the pros, but you know, they was hyped up in high school, and then they came in college, they performed, and they came to the NBA and they performed. I don't see what ESPN sees. I don't see what Mark Spears, he's an overall pick. I think R.J. Barrett on the team with him is better than him. And I don't think R.J. Barrett is the best player in college, but I think R.J. Barrett is better player than him.
I think they're just looking at the fact that he's really athletic.
Yeah, they're just looking at the fact that he can dunk out. That's a matter of fact, that's exactly the fuck he is.
But there's a lot of things that go into that translate into a grown man's game.
Oh, his body.
His body will allow him to be able
he
to
he can absorb the game. Yeah, oh, no question.
The game that's going to be thrown at him. A lot of these younger cats never really make it through a full season because their bodies aren't ready for it.
I'm a loyal cat. I haven't watched a single game. Fuck him. He played.
I want to see it. I watched it last night. For the Carolina game.
Yeah.
He scored 30 and 10.
He got springs.
When you're an athletic 280-pound kid, when he was posting up that kid from, I forgot who they played last night. Bro, it looked like you was out there posting up.
Oh, did Ric Flair pull a third?
Yeah, he number three right now. And he ran through the whole competition. See, and the reason they did this right here is because this man used to work hours and hours at Ricky Steamboat, motherfucking in Greensboro and Charlotte and motherfucking Norfolk.
Getting them right.
Goddamn. But running the NWA. He imposed for his matches. Yeah,
2 or 3 out of that motherfucker did. One kick in the bucket. All three of them bought there.
Hey, He was gone.
Yeah,
he kicked out it too.
Did I see him do the college game? I saw he back. Yeah. They asked him about his pick or something. He was like, woo, the Nature Boy's going to pick. And he picked. So I was like, okay, he back.
He had to leave the bottle alone, man.
Can't do both of them.
They said Flair used to drink 25 drinks a night.
Enough for the Rick, man, that pain, nigga.
Yeah, 25.
You're talking about 40, 50 years getting thrown on the ground. You've been in an airplane crash. You done broke your back.
Yeah.
And you flip, how many times he flipped over that ring rope?
You can't even count it.
Looked like it don't be no physical shit.
And then the after effects. They say Rick was the king of the streets out there.
Yeah. Then he out here downtown buying powder down all the Jones Park and shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Northern Virginia. Woo, party town. I said, I just love that J.D.
They said back in the 80s.
And Telly.
Yeah,
Telly was with him the whole time.
The Four Horsemen, like you saw them on TV, they lived that shit.
Look how long he was an evangelist.
Oh, yeah.
Look how long he was an evangelist downtown Norfolk City Jail.
Yeah.
Telly Blanchard.
You know, his daughter wrestled.
Yeah, she do. I ain't seen her yet. He was down there doing his Christian work down in the jail. They love this city, boy. Yeah. But you know, back then in the 80s, they were popping back then.
Ric Flair shut this junk down. Probably burned up half of Virginia Beach.
Yeah,
crushed it. Madden T down here.
People sitting there now looking at their kids like
real Madden T out from down here.
Yeah, Chesapeake.
That's where he got paralyzed. Yeah. Going back out to Chesapeake. And that's what I'm saying. So if Magnum out here, Magnum was a shit then.
Yep.
So think about it. Hey, man, y'all come out my way, man.
If he ain't had that car accident, they say he's gonna be NWA's version of Hulk Hogan.
You think so?
That
Man, see, he wasn't shit.
He was a shit.
Because I watched all 10, the best out of 10 with Nikita Koloff.
Yeah.
I watched all 10 of them. Yeah. MJ was, Nikita, hey, he barely keep him on 9 seconds, nigga. It wasn't even 9 seconds.
And that was right.
Yeah. Ding, boom. I said, oh, then Nikita came in and hit him with the Russian sucker. I said, oh, boy, this.
Nah, I'm a fucking childhood.
I'm so mad they did that, man.
No, I'm going to tell you what I'm mad about Nikita Koloff. That, he ain't even Russian. That man from Texas.
What happened, niggas? I ain't probably.
No, I don't care. You. Me growing up, like, Arn Anderson name ain't Arn Anderson.
Yeah, you know.
Like, that shit threw me off. At least Ric Flair name is Ric Flair. Spelled differently.
Yeah, other than that. I seen a lot of their names. I'm like, nigga, that ain't your name. It kind of fucked me up. Yeah. You know, it is.
I swore up and down I found that shit out maybe 27. I said,
Jim Ross then back then, man. You know, they had to change names to make motherfuckers, like, think about it. Back then, you had Georgia Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I grew up watching, because that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
And then you had my shit, this. You know what I mean? And every now and then I would watch Greg Garney, them over there
in Minnesota. Yeah.
I watched that every now and then, you know what I mean? But Ric Flair, Tommy Rich, Abdullah the Butcher, Mr. Wrestling Number 2.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Gordon Soley, or waking up to Gordon Soley, you know, that was my shot.
See, now with me, I wanted, because shit, we moved from the country in Chesapeake to out Glenwood. Or no, they don't call us Glenwood. They call us Windermere, so we couldn't use the fucking pool, even though we go to school with goddamn everybody out, motherfucking.
But you couldn't use the pool. Like
couldn't go to the pool with them. No, I got to be a visitor. I said, duh.
I live right there. Yeah,
right there. They put the sign in front of our house.
Just like, to make sure you knew.
Yeah, this isn't you.
That's that nigga. He live right there.
Put the sign right there. But we ain't had cable till, shit, 95. Uh-huh. So all I knew was WCW, NWA, WCW Worldwide. Like, I got into it when Ron Simmons won the title, because they finally had a black dude. Goddamn.
Well, like growing up, that's how I had to learn about. Now you gotta think I'm older than you. So when I was growing up, you know, like we didn't have the cable. You know, you had cable, but you had basic cable. But I was fortunate that Georgia Wrestling come on prime time.
Yeah, because that's where it was.
And and it was in Georgia, so I got to see that. But like, say they be talking about like, the Ric Flair Kerry Von Erich match, right?
In Texas,
right? I had to get the news. I mean, the magazine.
The magazine.
So we were going to the grocery store. My mom was sitting there like this. So that's how I learned. Oh, this how he won the belt, or this how he won the belt back, because they wouldn't show like replays like they do now. They would just talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Ric Flair was an explosive night last night, but I seen Ricky the Dragon Steamboat one.
I was telling with my homeboys.
Or was that the leather match?
I was like, look, they had three of them. They had a 2 out of 3.
I think they had a leather match, right?
Yeah, you got one.
What?
You can transfer that one right there. Transfer that one right there. But motherfucking
who?
Ming in WCW.
Ming in WCW.
Two of his sons wrestle right now.
Them niggas is
Usos.
Nah, that's Rikishi's son.
That's Rikishi's son.
His sons wrestle in New Japan.
Dude got the cancer though, for real.
He got the leukemia.
That's fucked up.
He had. Look, I'm gonna tell you why he's wrestling in the first place.
I seen it on the Rock page. That's how I found. I found it on the Rock page. Yeah. On Twitter page, he was like, my cousin. I said, your cousin? And I said, oh, that's what's his name. Then he was like, Lord bless us or whatever. I say, what the fuck? He got a car accident? And then I scrolled through his timeline. I'm like, oh. He said on his joint that he had been, he said my family member has been, you know, with this demon or some shit. And I was like, demon. And then when I seen Zaydem and Tyrese say, I said, what's wrong? He said, Roman Reigns ain't gonna be here no more. Because I guess they did some tribute.
Let me tell you something.
Man, broke my little nigga heart.
So my week that I had to talk about that, I couldn't even get through it, dog. I was like, Roman's my guy, man.
Yeah, that's my
y'all. Name. I ain't even gonna front. When he came out and he was on stage and when he was in the ring and he was doing his little thing.
Yeah.
After, like, I got through that. Right. It was that's afterwards
when
the broadcasters were talking about it.
And
what's his name, the dude that's all tatted up?
Corey Graves.
Corey Graves was talking and he got choked.
Oh, it got real.
Yeah.
That shit just got real. That. I was just like, oh.
They didn't dawn on me. Because, you know, Vince come up with some hell of a story. I got to get it to him. Yeah. So I thought that may be a plot, but when you go into, like, I know it's his cousin.
Yeah.
And that's his personal page. And he, like, what I actually was looking on his page for is he bought his mom a house.
Yeah.
The Rock did.
Okay.
He's like, Mom, look at the address. And I was like, that's cool, man. You bought your mom a new crib for Christmas. Then all of a sudden, shit went from happy Christmas to my cousin. And my daughter, my cousin. And he now, said, all of y'all that know my cousin. I'm like, how many people? I don't know your cousin. Then it hit me.
Yeah.
It's his cousin right there. And I was like, that's fucked up. Yeah, top like, of the game, man. That's fucked
like,
up.
Like, no, that. That's but up. Let me tell you something.
That is so
It came back. It came back, what was I want to say, 11 years later. You know what he was doing 11 years prior to this?
What?
Trying to be a motherfucking member of the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, yeah. He's going to.
Because he.
So is it physical exertion that might do it?
That might be it. Damn. That might be it. They gonna do the test when he come back. Because he coming back. I don't know what capacity he going to be able to do it.
I don't know, because this shit serious. Yeah, I don't think this going to go with no bullshit. This is and then you got to think about the whole universe, no, the WWE universe, no, that it's real. This ain't no plotted. Just like the night I was watching the joint and the lights went out and when Owen Hart died.
Yeah.
I'm watching the pay-per-view. I'm like, oh, shit.
What man, the fuck?
Then they come back. I thought that was, life. You know how they came back that and dude was like, we just had that. I'm like, then what happened to the match? I'm thinking it was just like a...
Because his character, he was kind of a clumsy character.
Exactly, but when he fell, I could feel it, but I was almost skeptical. I was like...
How come they didn't do that when Titus fell under the ring?
He might not have been big enough.
No, look, you know it's reasons why.
Oh, my questions.
But, yo, that was the funniest shit I've ever seen about... You can't react to those shit like that. And then they show... I seen backstage of when it happened. Everybody backstage bust out laugh. Just like, yo, show it again. Fuck it. Show it again. Let's do it over.
It's so hard, right?
They show it in so many angles. Because at first, when I first seen it happen, I heard Corey Graves laughing his ass off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, what happened? Like, so I rewound it, not knowing that they were going to actually show different angles. So they rewound it again. So I rewound it. And I was like, I didn't see anything happen. And then I go through replays and they show what happened. And he stumbled.
They told him backstage, he's like, you gotta go. So he ran. And the second he was about to take his little slowdown to get in the ring, boom, he slid under the ring.
His boot got caught on that mat right there before
it slid under the ring.
Yeah.
If he would have slid about a foot to the left, he'd have died.
Yeah, that metal post.
He'd have died right there.
Damn. But he slid all the way under, to like he was gone. He had to crawl back.
Where the camera's going?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
They were overseas. They were in the big event, like the Crown Jewel event.
Yeah, he hyped the
60-man Royal Rumble or something that.
That's what
like,
it was so many people sitting so trying to rush everybody through. Yeah, like, come on.
And he did ran so damn fast.
He slid up.
You're about to die. You're about to die. But you know, us, when I say us, y'all know when I say us.
Yeah.
You remember that time, man, you were talking, and I was like, I don't like that with Bootios.
The New Day.
Right, you know, I don't feel this, because then I go back, it made me track back to all the jigger bobbing we've been doing.
Look, and me and him had different views on it. I'll tell you like why that. I dig it.
Why can't we get no Triple H and he be us?
Yeah, I think it's coming. I think it's coming because...
Well, eventually, or he give it up to Triple.
As long as he's there, us
won't have a Triple H. We'll always be,
we'll be the combat.
Coco B and Pimp. What's the other Pimp that had all the holes?
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta have the holes. We gotta have a damn bird on our shoulders. We gotta eat Bootios. We gotta rap. We gotta do Jimmy.
Let me tell you the difference between the New Day compared to all the other people you mentioned. Their characters, they might do the shit that the Bootios and shit like that. They're conscious and they fuck with you with their commentary and their personas. Like they be having them on commentary and they do the white people voice with like certain.
Here we are today and it's going on. You have two strong competitors here and
I just seen that.
Like they know and I think they figured it out when they let Hulk Hogan come back. Because Hulk Hogan apologized for being caught. He didn't apologize for what he said.
They knew Hulk Hogan was coming back when he did what he did.
Nigga, Hulk Hogan was the way he was when he got there.
Hulk Hogan is wrestling, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no way that wrestling survives without
Hulk Hogan. And that's all my only knock with Vince. Because I've been rocking with Vince for...
I've been rocking with Vince Sr., that motherfucker is...
You feel what I'm saying? I rock with Vince Sr. That's how far back I go with him. But when I went back then, like when Rock's dad was out, you just couldn't win.
Soul Man.
Remember? You couldn't win.
Yeah.
You could get in there, but you're gonna get your ass beat.
Yeah.
If Ric Flair gotta come up here and talk shit just to go beat your ass real quick and jump back out the ring, that's how they clown us then.
Right.
But then as Vince took over, it started to become a gimmick.
Yeah.
And it's like every time we came out, like here it is, Triple H comes out, I am the game. You know what I'm saying? He come out here all hardcore. Then we come out, we got to be dancing and jigabooing and being taken as a joke in order to get, you know, the people vibe to them cats because they're vibable. Like with the kids,
yeah,
they're viable. I see your kids out there with the booty old shirts on and the cereal and doing the dances in the car, and I get that. Same way the boys jumped up in Norfolk when the Samoan boys came out, and it was, hoo, hoo, and you see Zayn up there, yeah, that's the shit.
But they didn't change their shit up too. They're
the classic Ric Flair walk out the corner and fall on his face.
Yeah. Classic, yo.
Texas, you know this man? He committed suicide. Mm-hmm. His whole family.
That's crazy.
Who the
Von Erichs? Yeah.
Oh, that David, Kerry, all the Kerry, all the other ones.
That's crazy. I want to say it's one alive right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Look, I don't think Chris Benoit was on that. I think he just got.
No, he was on something.
Yeah, he was.
You think, on he was on them roids. He had to fire them roids.
I mean, you know how many these niggas on the roids in the 80s? Vince almost went to jail because of roids. You know how many niggas on the roids in the 80s? You didn't hear that.
And you know who snitched on him?
Who?
Hogan.
Probably. He was with the kids.
Hogan snitched on.
You know he had to be for the kid. Oh no.
Yeah.
You know, but back then though, the law was he was prescribing it. He could give it, but he couldn't prescribe it.
Yeah.
So he was going to get it in.
He's
going to get it in tons. So you got this. You feel what I'm saying? So it might have something to do with killing itself. I don't know, man. It's just hard for me to believe.
It's a combination of both. It's the testosterone and your brain.
High levels. Oh, he could have already been crazy.
Yeah.
Falling off them headbutts.
Not even that.
School with on heart damage.
He went to Japan. Japan wrestling, they kill each other.
Yeah.
I don't know how some of these motherfuckers are still. Well, I saw one dude, it was in July.
That's how he got the belt, ain't it?
I saw one dude in July. There's
a lot of racing heart in there. That's what he
got. He did some type of Spanish fly or some type. No, he did a got suplex. Dropped directly on his shit. He got up and won the match, but neck broke.
The neck broke.
And that's some shit you see on the regular over there, but.
They ain't probably regulated like this. It's regulated like this.
It's a totally different atmosphere. Yeah. Listen, man, no, this is. He ain't trying to be part of CTE Records.
No. I think just like in football, you know, we all know that, you know, they do rehearse it, but rehearsals go wrong, nigga.
Yeah.
And the one constant thing about wrestling, I tell niggas that you couldn't do it, oh, that shit fake. I'm going to tell you why. What he doing right now?
That's all core strength right there.
Bro. How many times do you suplex a nigga that's 300 pounds in the game?
And them niggas was big back in the day.
Bro, that's dead weight. That's water weight. You know what I mean?
Look,
water.
The smallest guy right here in the white short, the white trunks, Shawn Michaels, 235. Yeah. That's the smallest guy. 235 pounds.
But to be taking this over a course of how many nights they fight, though?
300. At least.
I'm talking about that. Like, he might fight at least. He a big boy, so he got a little breaks. So I'm gonna get Sean say 290.
Yeah.
Bro, somebody slamming your body every day the same way for 290 days a year.
And you gotta learn how to do that.
And look, I seen Triple H come up out the talking going through the house, you know, after that, I think it was SummerSlam or something. He was coming through that airport.
Yeah.
That nigga like a football player. Walking though, like a retired football player like this.
Yeah, because he...
But then the next night though, on Monday Night Raw,
he up.
I am the girl. Yeah. I'm like, damn, these niggas is going. Through it, and that's why they be so addicted to pain pills and dope. Yeah. You know what I mean? Look at my niggas.
They cleaned that shit up though.
Ooh, they had to.
They cleaned that shit up. The only thing they got now is video games.
Back.
Yeah, they got
to. So when he came out as Hunter Hearst Helmsley, and he was a skinny kid with black fucking
same way
black
with
and purple
dude.
Tights with the ponytail.
Randy
was the same
that,
way.
Look, this motherfucker is like this now.
The legend killer. That's my boy there.
Randy
was the same way. He was a little skinny dude.
Shout out to Greg the Hammer Valentine walking through the building.
Shout out.
Shout out to Greg the Hammer.
The Hammer. That's my main man there. Greg been doing it too. See, that's when I was like, as a kid and young, oh my God, I'd be all into this shit. In 92, I'd be all into this. This is a good match.
Right.
What made you go away?
What I just talked to you about.
The jigger.
I ain't like that. You know, because my kid, I see my daughter, well, my kid, I see my kid, right? And I don't want to make this a racial thing. I'm just giving you my perspective. Yeah. I ain't saying Vince racist. I ain't, you know, this man racist. But I just want to say that being an African-American and you looking at something, this is a billion-dollar industry. This ain't This ain't Saturday night down at the Armory Wrestling.
Speaking of that, February 2nd, Vanguard Championship Wrestling at the Norfolk Masonic Temple, Granby Street. They got Jeff Jarrett. They got, I want to say, Gangrel is going to be on the card. We got Kevin Thorne, and we got some of the best talent here in Norfolk, Virginia, in the 757 area. Make sure you check that out. I'm mad I missed the Carlito episode, because Carlito was there in December. I'm mad about that. Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
but I understand what you're saying.
That's what kind of, because I'm a diehard, you know what I'm saying? And I probably go back further than y'all can of the things I've seen with my eyes, you know what I'm saying? And coming up in Georgia where wrestling was huge, because that's where the focal point of wrestling was. So we got to see it like hands up. You know, we go to fairs and watch Tommy Rich come through and hear the whole crowd of the carnival going, fired up, wildfire, fired up. And he going to do his little thing, the cross body crawls, and then Ric Flair come on in the ring. And we ain't know Ric Flair was in. It's a little small Georgia town. You feel what I'm saying? So I watched wrestling from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I never seen, when I got Tony Atlas, I got a little proud though. Tony Atlas was my man. But then I started, you know, the more you listen to him, he talking about eating hog maws and chitlin. They got him talking about, yeah, I'm going to eat some hog maws because he's from Roanoke, Virginia.
Right.
So I'm going to go eat some hog maws, chitlin, but he's carrying the belt.
At least he didn't say I'm about to go over here and cut this girl's toes up.
Right. He has a belt. Wow. I think he had the U.S. championship then. Right?
Yeah.
He's the number one contender for Ric Flair's NWA belt. Now, they come to me. Here he go talking chitlins. And here come this nigga here. Ric. Ric got the Cartiers on. Big boy Rolex. He go down. You know what I mean? You know how he is. He got his gaiters on and he talking shit. I look over this side. He's still talking like we in the 1960s. And so I said, well, I'm going to give it a chance anyway. I still loved it up until this point. But then I said, well, what happened to him? You know what I mean? We had Ron Simmons. Oh, come on, you had to throw some in there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Ricky the Dragon Steamboat didn't talk much.
You're right.
Think about that.
You're right.
He didn't talk much.
He just
he get in that ring and give you everything he got. How many words you heard Jimmy Superfly Snooker say?
But I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna play devil advocate for a second.
For sure. I want you to.
All right. So. I'm going to go back to WCW days.
WCW, okay.
Harlem Heat.
Right.
They let those guys talk. And what happened? You know what happened?
Oh, yeah.
They're coming for you, nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
But listen, I bet you Hulk Hogan was backstage saying, nigga, this, nigga, that, because it's proven.
But Hulk Hogan also rolled for him.
It came out on air.
And Hogan also rolled for him, too. It was like, yo.
I get it, but understand this. Imagine that environment. I bet you ask any African-American wrestler from 1980 to 2000 how rough it is for a black man in this industry. I promise you that.
That shit
ain't no game. No,
but
they don't make the money that they make.
But I'm going to tell you, it's deeper than that.
And them the athletes just like NBA athletes. It's different than that, though. I'm going to tell you why it's different than that.
Because, for example, you hear how we're conversating. You hear how our dialect, our tone is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes our race look at us as we're talking white.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're outcasts to our own people because I can use a couple more syllables than the next motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
but see that.
But with the Tony Atlases and. That man was a country man. Back in the day, they didn't have the writers. They didn't have the people, the producers to. Right. So in the early stages, that's what these promoters thought what would work to get people to watch what they had it. The blackest person in motherfucking wrestling in the 80s was motherfucking Dusty Rhodes.
Yes.
Right. That's a damn shame. That's my grandma. It's my grandma. Well, she's passed away. That's my grandma's favorite wrestler of all time.
Robinson Rick. Come on, man.
I messed with his hips and all that.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
Brother talked mad shit.
Brother was slanging and he was talking mad shit. Right? Like, he was talking. He the only motherfucker that would come down to the ring and straight towel.
That's my
and
dude.
Have your bitch screaming at this nigga. She don't even like white dudes, right? You know what I'm saying? This nigga come down to the ring. Oh!
Go. That's
did like, did like giving Ric Flair his
you mantra. Go home that night. Why ain't you got no towel swinging around? Like,
why you ain't Rick rude?
Right, exactly. You not rude enough.
it's a selling point. My thing is, why Ron Simmons couldn't be Ric Flair? Why can't he diamond Rolex? Why couldn't he roll around with we always had to be Bobby Lashley controls his.
Now I can debate that, because if you watch, if you go back to like the Saturday nights and shit like that, and when they had the contract signings, the competitors came suited up. Ric Flair's persona was he was rich.
That's coming from Jim Ross' mouth.
Ron Simmons' persona was he was the blue collar. Yeah, he was the people's. He was a hard worker. He was the people's champion. You had to look like. Now the Kamalas, the Abdullah the Butchers, I didn't rock with them shits. I understand they were us, but
he was like, "What the fuck?"
Everybody was amazed for a second. Look, bro, all right. So right now, I want to
go ahead. What you just saying? Now, go ahead, because I'm listening. What you just said.
But
now. I'm locked in on that.
A lot of us weren't smart. I'm gonna keep it 100. A lot of us weren't smart enough as we needed to be. During those times, we weren't aware of our surroundings. We weren't aware how this makes us, how the domino effect. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody else will see that this is cool because you doing it, mm-hmm. type deal. You know what I'm saying? Even though it ain't cool, right. And you might thought in the back of your mind, Tony Atlas might thought in the back of his mind, or Kamala or somebody like that. I want the money. Junkyard Dog. Junkyard Dog's a big. He was hot as hell in motherfucking Texas and all down south.
I bet he was.
This motherfucker's goddamn
with a rope around his neck.
Yeah,
with you feel me? Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
But
he'll get on the stage and on his Hall of Fame speech. And goddamn, I love every minute of this business.
Oh, his love of the business ain't gonna
because
change.
I and I love this. I love the character. Mm. But dog, you know what I'm saying? You were roots. With some white trunks that said Thunk.
Okay, and my point, and who gives that persona out? Listen, if you're in the 80s, right, you're struggling. But this is something where you want to be. You want to be right there with that nigga that right there, right? Yeah. That's where you want to be, right?
Ric Flair.
You want to get in that ring because that's your passion.
Right.
And I give you the opportunity. You willing damn near to do whatever it takes. Oh, we're going to call you a Junkyard Dog.
He built that. Because that was what he wanted to do. He had plenty of
Mr. R.I.P. himself.
Yeah, Roddy Piper. He had a good 10 or 15 years to get to the point where he could be. This is what you need to get from me. We just didn't have that. We had that drive back then. We didn't think it was okay because of everything that happened before. We started getting on TV all the fucking time.
So he had no choice with the Rock.
The right, yeah, because it was it was a different time. It was a different time.
But see, that's because because he could control that because of who his mantra was and what he was bringing to the game.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? And so Vince couldn't bother that, a lot of shit in WCW was Eric.
It took together,
you know what I'm saying? Eric Bischoff was putting a lot of that together. Right. Eric Bischoff was a little different than when they first turned it over, you know, to WWE. Bischoff was a little different. See, Bischoff went at Ted Turner for certain ideas that Ted Turner didn't feel like was necessary.
Right.
Eric Bischoff went at him. That's the head of your damn company.
Right.
Or the whole TV station.
Okay, look, I don't want what happened to me before to happen again. We are still here. I just don't want the recording to stop halfway through a conversation. So we're going to come back in 20 seconds, starting. All right. Back. So, we got Roddy Piper, Ric Flair been in the ring since number 3. Roddy Piper was in the NWA too before he came. Vince McMahon did the state property get down or lay down to all the rival promotions. Like, yo, if you don't want none of this money,
you don't want
this
smoke.
I'm taking your talent. Right. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, right. You don't want no smoke. Not back then. Not when he started to expand. And WWF
Vince McMahon shut down.
Oh, old school Jake the Snake.
I saw him in New Orleans. Like all these dudes. Like, they all walk like this.
Chilling. They do some stuff.
Yeah, he's like, look, I'm chilling. I'm going to go ahead and get some relax.
Mind games.
Go ahead and work it.
Jake was my man back then. Yo, I fucked with him. And I like Jake because he was just smooth about it.
Yeah.
He was smooth.
Well, I hit you with a DDT, just roll out.
Yeah. Walk down to the ring with that bag. That double bag, you know what I'm saying?
He just smooth about it.
Yeah, he knew there was.
He didn't look like one of the dudes drunk in the bar and just want to fight.
Yeah, that's probably exactly what happened after the match.
Okay, so.
Oh yeah, they went to the bar. He had to fight.
I need ice. I need what is the closest pizza joint? You can turn it off. It's gonna fuck you up.
Hold on. This is what the iPad for. You got your choice. It's Papa John's, Domino's, and Pizza Hut all in the 2 mile radius.
And Chanello's.
And Chanello's, right? Well, Chanello's strawberry.
I mean, y'all gonna eat any?
No. Crush.
Y'all gonna make me
love. I already ate, though. That's what I wouldn't eat it. Yeah. If I would eat, yeah.
I had some tacos, man.
Yeah. That was
maybe like a fat kid in here.
Hey, smash. That's all I'm telling you, smash it. Because I show where if y'all is like, yo, I'm good. Oh, you good? Well, I ain't going to ask him for his time. What if he's at? Let's get his pizza started. He's tripping, look. I told him if it was me, I'd be going smash.
Just put it in there, man. It's all good, bro.
You feel me? I'd ask y'all one time. Hey, y'all trying to see y'all with pizza? Y'all need something? No, man, we good. All right. Call at me. It's talking to y'all eating it too, right? But yeah, I get it though, man. I just don't like that. I don't like that persona for us. That kind of, it bugs me with the NFL, bro. Trust me.
Man,
even to the slightest degree, like, you know, I believe what Le'Veon is saying. Yeah, I believe wholeheartedly what Le'Veon is saying, yeah. And I pray. I hope next year when he pop up.
Hacksaw, yo, they say Hacksaw had them hands backstage.
I heard Hacksaw had more than hands backstage.
That's what the punning.
We don't know about that, but we're gonna leave that one out.
Listen, so I had them hands. Uh-huh. I watched, they had the Legends House. It was a reality TV show they put on WWE Network. Tony Atlas was up there.
Yeah.
Him and Hacksaw were beefing hard. Crazy.
My thing is why Tony Atlas always looked like his eye, like Forrest Whitaker.
Well, when I lived in Roanoke, you know, he was a crackhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah.
I had seen him on the street smoking. You
know? Yeah. And that my that goes back to my case.
That's why I brought him up.
That goes back to my case.
I mean, you can't. It ain't like they was making.
We didn't have them strong individuals in the spot
because he never gave them to us. That's what I'm saying. If you were going to be a pioneer, Tony Adams.
But where could he find them?
Right, more players. Oh, I think more people were. It was going more than Tony Adams. I think more people were going towards sports than being body lifters. In WWE, yes.
How many years Arnold Schwarzenegger's, man? That was what all was out.
Exactly. So how many motherfuckers was out there trying to fight Arnold Schwarzenegger that was black?
Oh, okay, that was black.
You know what I'm saying? That shit was corny to us, right?
We wasn't worried about going out there in some loincloth to show off some. We was worried about getting on the field.
But I'm saying
or
this
getting
though,
on the court
or getting in the streets.
Yeah, okay.
Get a basketball rapper. I'm a wrestler. You understand what I'm saying? Make his background. He was a basketball player. If that's what we was on, but don't make his background slave with a chain on his neck.
You got
another nigga from Africa that ain't from Africa.
This at the time when we're talking about this, this is a company that's not really reaching for talent. They're expecting talent to come in. They're not going out and grabbing talent. Talent is coming to join the WWE at this point.
And then after a while,
you know what I'm saying? Like, black people aren't joining WWE just like they're not joining baseball.
Because
if you look at baseball has the lowest percentage of black players because black players don't want to play that shit.
No more. But it's the most fucking money out there.
Exactly. There's so much money out there.
It's Mookie more Latinos. And they're killing. Mookie, and they're taking all the money.
I'm a Boston fan.
Look. This three Boston fans.
So,
he's one of the highest
paid players, and he's African American. And he loves to play baseball, and he doesn't understand why more African Americans don't like to play baseball.
Because it's a racist sport.
No, because
it's always been.
Because it's a boring sport.
It's not only
that.
You
don't think basketball is racist? You don't think the NFL is racist?
Not baseball.
Bro, they get told all the. You hear people talk about it all the time. They hear people yelling.
Yeah, it's racist things happen, but not like baseball. No, bro. Mm-mm.
The NFL tells us you have to stand for the flag.
I don't think
that's some racial shit. No.
I think
on a worldwide scale.
I do think they're under contract with
the military. That's why.
But baseball
they have to show patriotism.
No.
The thing about baseball.
They're under contract. They just started doing it.
No
player had to be on the field in 95. They didn't have to stand on the field.
They don't have to be on the field now.
But listen, the NFL got a contract with the National Department of Defense make people to make patriotic. So the NFL say you're going to pay us and we'll make our players.
That started off of somebody else kneeling during the national anthem. What? That wasn't something that was in place.
That was already in place.
It came in place 2009.
It was in place, but it was not. It wasn't something.
What I'm saying is the NFL is being totally whole by the U.S. government.
$4.5 million I want
to
say
they got paid to make to show patriotism because you didn't have they didn't even do it before. They didn't care if you still came out of the gaunt room.
You didn't have to, you was Muslim or not.
And then when the government said, "Hey, look, we need more young guys.
Yeah.
A lot of people watching y'all. We need y'all to.
Show we need recruitment numbers.
We need recruitment numbers up." They went to the NFL. Say, "Here go $4.5 million or whatever." Now they can easily say, "As a rule, everybody gonna stand up.
You're
gonna do it because that's what we're gonna pay you." So they standing up. Now what happens when that kid says, "You know what? I don't believe in that." You punish him. You racist, but you're not racist like baseball.
Yeah. But no, here's the thing.
I can only imagine what Jackie Robinson went through. Forget the movie, bro.
Oh.
I'm talking about real live baseball is all Ty Cobb spit on fans.
You don't think somebody walking down the street dealt with what Jackie Robinson dealt with?
What?
You don't think somebody walking down the street
dealt with... Oh, we dealing with race. I'm not saying we're not dealing with racism. I'm saying being a pioneer in that field.
It's a pioneer, but look, you got to call a spade a spade. You got to call a spade a spade. Nine innings with the opportunity that you might see a home run.
It's not as energizing as seeing
somebody 48 minutes.
And I'm sorry, our people love the spotlight.
That's just being the way it is. We call them the spade.
I don't know no black person that don't want to be successful to the point to where it's like, "Hi, look at me."
You know, it's just certain people, individuals, just like Kyler Murray. He ain't turn that money down to the major league, but he can play football. Deion Sanders. He's the only one got a ring and a bring on both sides
of the ball. It takes a certain individual.
That's what I'm saying. It takes certain, but a lot of our black athletes that's in the NFL, their background is baseball. And I can name at least 10 or 15 that play baseball. I'm just saying it may not be their main sport,
but
we can dominate.
But the grind to become a baseball player is a lot harder too. You might get drafted at 17, but you might not see the field until 26.
People play other sports to
people don't like basketball. I'm gonna tell you. Like,
I play basketball with people that only play basketball to play football. It helps with footwork or whatever the case may be. So, like,
I know guys that play soccer like that.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. But just like the reason why, because baseball is so racist. Look what Barry Bonds had to deal with.
Undertaker in the Royal Rumble.
Like, you feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Look what Barry Bonds had. Oh, Lord, that I ain't seen that site in. Woo, I used to play this video game. You don't remember the Royal Rumble video game?
Oh, yeah. I was nice with it.
That was my shot.
I wasn't nice with it. I wasn't good with the joystick and two buttons.
I got good on that. You know,
I ain't seen that in a long time.
No, I think they got some type of machine where you can
put it on yours.
It's like an arcade. You know how they do like the Sega and the Nintendos and shit like that? It's just an arcade joystick that has like 180 games preloaded on it.
Oh, and you plug it into the
TV. I saw it on Instagram, so I didn't believe it.
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah.
Shout out to Instagram for giving us false hope.
Yeah, they always do.
Yo, I remember The Undertaker.
Wow, I can't believe that.
I remember him and Sid Vicious was a tag team.
Yeah, Skyscraper.
The Skyscraper. That's
I told y'all, man, I used to be a diehard until I gained it. I gained it, and it hit me so hard that I couldn't get past it. I used to be a diehard, bro. You know I used to be a diehard wrestler. I'm a fan.
You used to be a diehard wrestler?
Fan.
I was going to say, let me find out. No. What was your wrestling name?
It wouldn't be Coco Beware.
Who calls you Coco Beware?
No, we had a trampoline league, man. That out in Windermere, man.
I loved it, though.
Shout out to Carmine. Rest in peace to Carmine.
It was one of the best.
Yo, that man had a brain to him. He died at like 25.
Shout out.
One day, he had followed me and we started... I was like, "Yo, you remember back in the day we used to be on your trampoline, goddamn,
getting down.
We made belts, we made t-shirts and all type of shit."
Shout out to this money. Let's order some pizza.
I definitely was a huge fan. I love
it. It doesn't even matter whatever it is. Pop up pizza closest and whatever is the closest. They just order me a large cheese pizza.
Cows are one of the closest places.
Oh, Cows is right up the street. Cows shout out to Cows Pizza for being by 7-Eleven.
That JB be about 5 minutes piping hot.
There you go.
You're going to go with two damn half a street over.
what the phone number to them.
But I might get back into it. It's hard for me to get past it now. I think I enjoy it because I think it's one of the best forms of entertainment on TV. I just think some people just get to the point where they say, oh, it's not real. And they don't get into it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But if you get into it, you'll see the athleticism in it.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
A lot of these dudes are former
football players, basketball players. You understand what I'm saying? Yo, they ain't just out there.
What about old boy from NXT?
Which one? Velveteen Dream?
Not Velveteen. Oh. I like Velveteen, but...
Hey, Velveteen, Hulk Hogan was trying to jump in his coattails. He's like, not today, Terry.
The dude that does like this.
Oh, Keith Lee.
That is my
Gerald LeVert. Dude.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Gerald LeVert.
They need to really do something with him, you know.
I've been following. He came from Ring of Honor too.
Did he really?
Yeah. I try to catch everything.
The only thing I don't like about you. It was hard to see him. But yeah, I ain't gonna break it up. I'm just saying they're hard to see him because it's a natural leaf. It ain't just folded and put into a bag.
Which, you want me to call him?
222-2221.
But I rock with him because I think it might change. I'm gonna go with what you said earlier. It might change because I think the realm's about to change.
It takes society to do things.
Right, I think Triple H is a different person. I think Stephanie is a different person than their grandfather and father.
It's just society is different now. I mean, we had an uphill battle for years. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't much we can do. 1277.
1277.
Nautica Circle.
Nautica Circle.
Apartment 108.
Tell us you can walk it down here.
But it was just a different.
So you think it's gonna change?
I'm going to tell you why I think it's going to change. Because 20 years from now, on a Today Show, you would not hear Drake Best Ever Had as they're going to commercial.
20 years ago, true.
You wouldn't hear... Shoot, what did I hear today? I heard Tony, Tony, Tony. It feels good.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we are pop culture now.
Right.
20 years ago, 30 years ago, we were not pop culture.
Why?
Why? Because they looked at us awkwardly because we were talking about our experiences that were going on.
They wouldn't put us in the open. Yeah.
The NWAs, the public enemies, but now...
It's accepted. Say that.
It's accepted. So you're going to hear it. Like, it's just... Things take time.
This thing, man, I don't know. That McMahon family is funny.
They got friends with
Trump. I just can't see Vince. Vince is a moneymaker. I give him that one thing, the best hustler in the game. Hands down, bar none.
He took out XFL.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He took out a billionaire. Hey. He took out a billionaire with ease.
Anything that loses his money and then comes back and he does it again.
That's pimp shit. Let me tell you, since you have been out the game, so Dusty Rhodes' youngest son, Cody. Started his own promotion January 1st called All Elite Wrestling.
He might be the one.
He got two of his good friends, the Young Bucks. These dudes can sell number two pencils, and they'll sell out on number two pencils just because they have Young Bucks on it. They can sell anything. They are merchandise. They are marketing geniuses, and they're decent wrestlers. They're pretty good wrestlers. I ain't gonna front on them. They're good wrestlers. So they got with the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars' son, Tony, Tony Khan, to back up their deal.
Man, they got money.
The Khan family's worth $8 billion.
He was trying to buy
$5 billion more than what the McMahon family is. But there are some cons in this. You gave this promotion to your son, who is on record. I'm just a huge wrestling fan. This happened one time before with TNA.
Mm-hmm.
Dixie Carter was a big-ass wrestling fan that had some money. It was like, well, shit, I'm going to get all my favorite wrestlers to come here so I can watch them for my own. I don't care what the fuck happened. I just got my favorite wrestlers here. You got to have the game down pat to do that.
Vince had the game
down pat. The good thing about this, Cody Rhodes' dad was Dusty Rhodes, and Dusty Rhodes was the booker for WCW for years. He saw all the ins and outs. He heard stuff that
normal kids don't hear when it comes to shit like that. It's opportunities.
Zeus.
You know what his real name is? No, that's Virgil.
Oh, Virgil. Yeah, I forgot about Virgil.
Mike Jones.
Mike Jones.
That's his name.
He used to carry the belt for a while.
Mike.
The $1 million belt.
Mike Jones. This Bray Wyatt's daddy.
Who's that?
IRS.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't even
know. IRS married one of the Wyndham daughters.
Barry Windham and...
And Bray and...
I know that nigga too.
Yeah.
Bray and Bo Dallas were born.
Yeah, I know Bo Dallas, yeah.
Yeah, hey, Barry Windham was one of the smoothest...
Ever.
Yeah.
I fuck with Barry
Windham. I don't know why he didn't get that spot. Like, Rick Flair wanted to let it go.
It can't be the one bleach blonde.
Well, yeah,
for real.
Lex was close, but he can't be...
Yeah, I ain't never rocked with Lex Luger, yo.
I never rocked with Lex Luger.
Lex ain't have a personality.
Yeah, I ain't fuck with
him. He was that beefcake. He was that first beefcake that was just like, yo,
like that time he had a U.S. championship. Yeah. Ric Flair smack.
Flash,
yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
When him they came to do an interview with Gordon Solie, and then Gordon Solie was like, he the number one challenger.
Mm.
So yeah, and I think he said something like, yo, I would like that challenge, son. Ric Flair took the glasses off. And when he smacked him, though, the funny thing about when he smacked him.
I don't think Rick, I mean, he might say now he did, but I don't think back in them days, Rick Flair with Lex Luger like that.
They didn't seem like they was tight.
I'm going to tell you why. Because he left WCW with the belt.
Who?
The big gold belt, Ric Flair, and came to the WWF.
Yeah.
Because he said Sting should be the guy that should be champion right now, and they didn't think Sting should be the champion.
At
the
time.
So he's like, well, I quit. And since I paid for this belt, I'm taking this motherfucking belt with me.
Yeah.
So they had to make a whole new belt for Lex Luger to have this belt. And Ron Simmons beat him in 92. And then Vader came around.
Yeah. Remember that.
Man. And then 2 years later, Ric Flair came back.
Vader was
dead. Won the belt.
Vader
dead, man. Vader dead, man. He had a brain tumor.
I'm going to say, it's a hard life.
Yeah, man.
He had a brain tumor.
I mean, you watch, like I said, 30 days. And then, you know, sometimes it's just like basketball. They go on a 2-game, say road trip, right? Then they like, I'm tired. Then, you know, the next game, Golden State coming at home, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So when they probably get to Detroit, Pontiac, one of them big shows on their pack, they got to get it up. You know what I mean? And then the next night, you might get...
I can't even compare it to that because...
It's tough, boy.
You go hard in the NBA, and you're done by April to June the latest.
Yeah, they still going.
You got 3 months.
They still going. That's crazy. And it ain't like these dudes putting in 5 years.
They put in 20.
30.
Yeah.
God damn. Hey, I can imagine. I can only imagine. I've seen football players, young. They got to recuperate in ice bags, massages, and all this. Can you imagine getting on the plane, flying to the next city, and you know what you got to do? You're like, damn, that nigga damn near broke my back.
I just fell off the top of a fucking cage and shit.
I heard Mankind, what's his name say? Sometimes you gotta add a little to it. So he'll tell you, know, as they going into their moves, you know, even though it's coerced, sometimes he might say, hey, look, fuck that. Throw me. And they showed it on film with Vince looking like, wait a minute. Y'all look way off script. You know what I mean? They done went off script, but off script didn't been so good.
Uh-huh.
Vince kind of let it go, but
he let that shit go now.
He can't do it.
Nah, he's like, hey,
he ain't gonna do it now.
He's like, I done messed with this motherfucking crazy person here. His motherfucking tooth and came through his nose.
Oh yeah,
I ain't fucking around with y'all no more.
And that's what I'm saying. And when you gotta ride it out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At that moment, I'm saying, and he probably after that like, listen, that's liability.
Bro. Yeah,
I already got one heart.
Yeah,
that's too much liability. Y'all ain't gonna stop this. We ain't doing this no more. We gotta do it this way. We gotta stay on course. And even if you do that, right, and you stay with rehearsal, something always happens.
Yeah.
Or could happen. I ain't going to say something.
That's just like any other
sport. Knees get blown out.
You got to save them from themselves.
Yeah, basically.
At the
football show, don't
talking about rehearsal. So
football show.
Ronda Rousey wrestled at WrestleMania this year. The match was good. The match was good as shit. I was very surprised on how well she was able to
Keep it going.
Mm-hmm. But being as high as we was, because
I'm a cheap ass nigga. I ain't gonna lie. I paid $20 for my tickets for WrestleMania. So you know how high I was there. That Superdome.
You were there.
I was there though. Mm-hmm. I was there, but you could see people telling her, "All right, go, go, go." She got up, did the move. Like
they still had that coach here on along the
way. So
that's
on
a big stage though. You know what I mean? It's a big stage.
On the way back, Medusa is sitting next to Leah. Alundra Blaze, she's sitting next to Leah. And she's like, she's looking for her headphones. So I gave her my headphones because I had that shit set on deck. But she gave them back. We started talking. She's like, "What you like about?" I was like, "Yo, the best match to me was the Ronda shit." She's like, "You don't understand. You got to understand how much rehearsal
they had to do.
They planned, like, it was."
Oh, you know Vince was on. This is Biggest Dance, baby. Yeah. This is baby right here, so everything got to go.
I got 80,000 people in this building right now.
And not only that, you're going to kill me if you don't do what you're supposed to do. Yeah. Because then I can't, how am I going to promote you
right.
to the next big show? Yeah. They people look but at you like,
oh, out of all the matches that I watched, only hers, you could see, like, they had people in the right positions.
To keep her going.
To keep it going, but on
she'll
TV.
Get it, she'll get it.
Yeah, on TV. Oh, she fired now.
She'll get it.
She fired. She caught on to that shit like her. They didn't call on that shit. Fuck Hulk Hogan.
We seen a whole lot of.
Homie went right after it.
Yeah.
Undertaker.
I remember.
Because Undertaker took the belt from this. I had to give you a little backstory on this. The reason why the title is up for grabs right now is because Tuesday in Texas, it happened like the week before or after Survivor Series. Undertaker beat Hulk Hogan for the belt, but Ric Flair had put a chair under the head. He tombstoned him on it. Then Jack Tunney saw that and said, "Nobody has a title, and whoever wins the Royal Rumble gets is going to be the champ." The Berserker. Got Macho Man in there going after Ric Flair because he's mad that he really messing with his wife.
All the backstory.
All the backstory. I try to give you the little Undertaker like, okay. Young Undertaker.
Mean Mark just passed over. Mean Mark.
Yeah. Oh. So I did it, brother. Tore the shirt off. Ripped see the crowd going wild. Mm-hmm. Let's get a little bit of commentary in that real quick. Don't shut me down. Please don't shut me down. Okay. Oh, all right. Where we at? There's eight of them shits in here.
Yeah, he get this story right. You're looking in the damn ring.
Yeah, he had superstars in at the moment. I mean, we just
ain't gonna know.
It's with everything. Somebody has to be that pioneer. Somebody has to break that glass ceiling.
That's what I thought The Rock did.
From base. I mean, he did, but who was the follow up behind him? Nobody really came up behind him.
Well, Rock had to hold his own because he had to overtake Stone Cold. Stone Cold was the best thing that ever happened.
I'm saying when
Stone Cold was starting
Cold
to slow down.
It,
I'm saying when Stone Cold was starting to slow down, just like when The Rock finally started to get out, it was like he just said, nobody jumped
up.
Yeah,
but see, when The Rock there was other players.
I mean, you had the Mark Henry.
So Rachel was locked in.
That's what I'm saying, but
the correct. I mean, granted, things happen, and we got to work, but. Black people already got to know we got to work extra hard to get there. But if enough of us work extra hard, it's going to be easier for generations behind us. Mm-hmm. It's just a few of us got to work a little bit harder. So we think about them on February.
Ricochet.
Think about this though.
They don't got Ricochet acting crazy.
No, there's a few guys out here now.
Yeah, I say it will change. Yeah. You know what I mean? But Vince ain't going to change it.
Apollo Crews is going to have to be crazy.
There's a few people out. There's a few people out there that got the potential that, and it's happening now. It's happening in developmental. That what they call NXT, even though their matches be better. But I can talk for hours about why they are.
NXT is so much. I'm about to go home and watch NXT tonight.
It's a different style because it's a different program. I'm gonna tell you why real quick because the way NXT operates and the way the main roster operates, two totally different things. The main roster's on the road. All the time. NXT, they tape all their TV shows in a big block. And then they go hit the Florida circuit around where the Performance Center is, where all of them live. Mm-hmm. If they go outside of that area, WWE is providing transportation, they're providing lodging for them to get to these places. So all they got to do is do this and study what they're going to do in their next match.
Right.
For when TakeOver's come over, they done had 3 months to talk this shit out.
Right.
So that's why it's so much better. But I don't know if you can do that with on the main roster because you got a live show.
What? You definitely do that with a live show. You have so much talent. That's the thing, is they're not cycling all of their talent because they don't have enough time. Because there's not enough
to do it live.
Huh?
They ain't good enough to do it live.
Yeah. And it's, the people that they have out
NXT,
there.
NXT, their shit is lit. Yeah. You know? I'm telling you, the guys that they have, the thing that I don't really like about their cycling system is they take too long to bring a name out. I think that Aleister Black and fucking Ricochet
bring them up.
And
there's people out there that got buzzed.
Adam Cole, they should definitely be on the main roster right now.
So going into
the, and who's to say that they won't show up in the Royal Rumble that's coming up?
But
so,
I think Triple H didn't do a good job though.
But here's the thing: Triple H is in charge of NXT.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I think he set up a good.
Vince McMahon is in charge of the main shit.
Oh, so that's why they probably
that's why it's definitely a different mix. But Triple H doesn't have the hassle of having to deal with being live every week. Things happen all the time, from wrestlers popping on drug tests, why you got him in a big storyline, to wrestlers coming out with rape allegations, where you got him in a big storyline, where you done planned this shit out for at least 6 months ahead of time. But the fact that you have a live show,
you gotta compensate for that.
You gotta roll with the punches.
Yeah.
Like Enzo, for example, Enzo Amore,
mm-hmm.
the worst wrestler in the world, even a horrible rapper, because that's what he's doing now.
Oh God.
He made Silk the Shocker sound like the person that's been on beat for his whole entire life.
Hey,
but
bro has stage presence.
But he could draw a crowd, and he had the crowd in the palm of his hand.
Okay.
But he was a horrible wrestler.
He could do shit.
He was horrible. And he had some fire J's.
All the time.
But he was a horrible wrestler.
Yeah, everything going.
But he just sucked in the ring.
Okay.
But I'm trying to see where I'm going with, because I threw an ADR bomb right there and nobody caught that shit.
My bad, I
have. No, I ain't expect nobody to. I was supposed to catch it my own self, like Mr. Perfect in the vignette.
Ooh.
But
okay. But,
come on, man. But it's just a totally different environment. You got, if somebody get injured during your TV taping that you tape for a month in advance, you have a month to figure out what you're going to do in that month, and you can find a way to write that person off of TV in between time and change up your TV that you already taped.
Right.
You cannot do that on a live show. And Vince is going to go. He said he's going to be on both and he's going to separate the two. By 2020, once his XFL start, because he's the owner to all the teams, he's going to be gone.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a Jerry Jones. He don't have a Bill Bella, Robert Kraft to fuck with. He don't got to worry about them shit.
He'll take up more time doing
that.
Yeah.
So,
for sure.
It's coming that he's going to kick rocks. And he got his kids and he got his son-in-law to figure the rest
he's
out.
He's got the son-in-law. Triple H is a fucking genius.
He's been working on it for a minute, man.
And you know, I think his inside is what's helping him now.
Yeah, the fact that he was there.
He was there from the beginning of his career.
And he was one of the prime players in the Attitude Era.
He had people taking
their tops off in the stands.
You want to know who don't throw no respect
on national television?
Who? Ahmed Johnson don't like him.
Who?
Ahmed Johnson say that the whole clique, the Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Scott, he's like, man, they all racist. Because he's like, they the ones that held me down to be a champion in WWE.
Yo, to be honest with you, bro, I liked Ahmed Johnson.
I did,
but he was a one-trick pony.
And that goes to my point.
He had no character.
There's been plenty of times that he's tried it,
different
but
characters.
You just didn't have the guy to.
to take the ball and run with it until you got Dwayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dwayne ran.
He tried it several times.
When The Rock finally got his voice, like, you know, when he first came out, it was more eyebrows.
He was with Nation of Domination. I didn't think that he was going to be as big
as he was. Because he just had, he had a little bit, but he had the
whole. But he brought that U out of him.
When he brought that U out, and he came, if you, I said, what? Yeah, that catchphrase shook the world. I said, what the?
That was all Miami University.
When he stuck his tongue out and licked like that, I was like, oh, they letting niggas do like shit like that now? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
But
he was talking to Linda.
Yeah,
he said, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Shutting people off, cutting people
down. And I'm gonna tell you now. Five years from now, we'll be saying the same thing about Velveteen Dream because he has that charisma. He has the talent to perform. Velveteen Dream about to be that dude.
The only thing that scares me about Velveteen is that
you gotta have both ways. You gotta be both ways.
That's his character is kind of like he's ambiguous. He's a Velveteen Dream, so he's Prince meets Macho Man Randy Savage. That's his gimmick.
Right. And see, my problem with that is in the world that we live in today.
That's too much.
It's a little much.
Yeah.
For a black man with the black people. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're going to be that guy or be the top dude, you normally have to have all ethnicities and races
and
coming to you.
Embracing you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
definitely.
So, you know, we're kind of judgy. You know what I mean? Our people are a little judgy.
Very judgmental.
We go out there and we see somebody acting a certain way. We're like, oh, they got him acting like a clown. Yeah. I can't support that. Like, you know.
I'm proud of
that. Even though that might be what Velveteen really wants. Yes, that might be the character that he came up with.
Right, true.
That's not even something that WWE even wanted to do. He came from Tough Enough.
Yeah, he bringing
it. He probably came with that character.
He did.
You know what I'm saying?
He just kept it.
So it's just like, you know, us as black people not acknowledged in that, you're like, oh, I don't really like that. You're out here acting like Prince. That they can't do. It's too early for that.
All right, look. So
exactly.
And see, that's why I say when you're looking at a whole picture, this is what I'm saying about Vince. I'm not just saying that. Like I said, I'm not blaming him to be racist or anything. What I am saying is, over the years, right? Other than The Rock, we're gonna take Rocky Johnson. We're gonna take Dwayne Johnson out of this. Other than The Rock, these had to put a lot of work in, and it's been some good dudes. And it's probably some right now.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
They out there.
But
they
what I'm saying is, Rock didn't have no gimmick. He was the Brahma Bull. You understand what I'm saying? He had a gimmick, but it wasn't a gimmick.
He did like, have a gimmick though.
At beginning, he at had beginning. That
ignorant. But nigga, shut your ass up.
He had you in it.
His time.
You see what I'm saying? But that had to be something Vince had to let him do.
Yeah.
Because Vince wouldn't have, there's no way you can convince me Vince would have been like, oh yeah, go ahead, do that. He had to convince him, and I think the crowd and the money convinced
him. The reason,
I'm at popularity.
Look, so here we gonna go. So the family's on the way. So we're gonna cut this one off here. I'm gonna have to bring both of these people back for a different type of conversation because we did not pay attention to this Royal Rumble at all. Shout out to Ric Flair for winning. Yeah. It's over.
One of how many titles?
Once again, I want to appreciate my fellows for coming through.
But we'll get on.
And I'm gonna catch up. I'm gonna catch up with y'all next week. Next week, the plan is I'm gonna do a Royal Rumble review. I'm gonna talk about the Royal Rumble. So I'll try that again next week. I'm going to try a totally different pay-per-view. Maybe it wasn't excited enough for us, or we was just things that came up in the air just took our whole conversation off. But I hope y'all enjoy it.
Watching classics, it's hard to
not go focus back.
On I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back on it, and then I'll close this out.
But what it is, though, I love this.
Once again, shout out to my guys, Tori and Malcolm, for stepping through. I know we were kind of supposed to react to the Royal Rumble, but the conversation took a turn, but it was a good turn. Hope y'all enjoyed the episode. Make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at v.the_DJ. That's v.the_DJ. Snapchat is djv.757. Subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, Breaker, CastBox, and wherever else you can find your podcast. Leave me a rating. Give me 5 stars. Leave a comment. I still got those t-shirts out here. As you can see, the Bullet Club is, or the elite portion of the Bullet Club is all elite now. So there's that definitely new merchandise coming out. You can check those out on Pro Wrestling Tees. But I still have these Bullet Club shirts. So you leave a comment, I'll link up with you. Make sure you give me some way to contact you. I'll link up with you and I'll send you a shirt. 2019, we're still out here looking for that logo for the podcast. If you got some artistic skills, hit me up on Twitter and Instagram. Show me some of your designs. We can work something out. Maybe put your design on a t-shirt. Let's do some work together. But as always, the weekend is near. Avoid those bookings. Y'all stay safe and I'll catch up with you next week. Next week, I will try to actually react to a Royal Rumble match, though. So y'all take it easy, man.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.